I've taken it upon myself, starting today and I think all through next week. Kent's wedding tips. Kent's wedding tips for you. Things to do, things not to do. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings who's had a runner. You know what a runner is? Here's what happens. All the people walk in, your whole bridal party, and then somebody somewhere said, you know what? We're going to let the bride walk in on this pretty thing that we're going to roll out. And as a piano player for several weddings, as I'm sitting up there playing the canon in D over and over and over again, watching as two ushers who are probably got like a couple shots of alcohol in them, trying their dangdest to unroll this runner for the bride. So they work for about 5 minutes trying to untangle the two lines of yarn that are holding this roll of synthetic material together so the bride can walk down on it. It takes forever, and it never works right. In my experience, it has never worked right, and I don't want to just bash the whole business of runners. I know they probably sell them, and you can make your own decision, but in my experience, it has been a disaster every time. And then they finally do roll it out. Then you've got the gamble of, is the flower girl going to walk in and sprinkle the flower petals on it? I mean, if you can get one that works right, more power to you. But as Kent's wedding tip number one before the bridal fair, I will tell you, leave the runner, you know, for something else. Or have it already rolled out before the ceremony begins. Okay, it's just a little thing, but it's Kent's wedding tip of the day leading up to Ever After Bridal Fair 2019 next Sunday. I'm sure somewhere somebody is shaking their fist at me saying, why are you bashing my wedding runner business? Hey, more power to you. And if you've got a great design, let me know, because I will definitely give you a props on that right there.